Welcome to Black Girl Squee, where we celebrate Black Girl Magic with a Squee! I am your co-host, Enda, also known as Enda's Corner on Twitter.
I'm Dee Dee. I go by Dust Daughter on Twitter.
Collectively, we are at Black Girl Squee on Twitter. That is also our Tumblr, blackgirlsquee.tumblr.com. If you want to email us, you can find us at blackgirlsquee@gmail.com. If you also would like to support us in other ways, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. That would help us out. And you can also catch the show on our Simplecast feed, blackgirlsquee.simplecast.fm. And for a little housekeeping, we have a spoiler policy, and that policy is we spoil shit. Especially
all of it.
Yes, all of it. It's mostly been like How to Get Away with Murder and Underground, but there will also be other shows like, you know, The Expanse and whatever else, you know, we are into at the moment. And as a warning, we cuss a lot and we talk about peeing a lot. And also, as a bit of a warning, we squee loud and often, as you heard at the beginning of the show, so you may want to adjust your volume accordingly.
Mostly Enda.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we'll start with our squee-worthy news. And our first item in squeamworthy news is, you know, we love Gina Torres around here. And she, yeah, she has just closed a deal with Universal Cable Producers to produce and star in a spinoff show about Jessica Pearson from the show Suits. Yes.
Yeah. She's the only person I care about on that show.
Yeah, me too. So I'm not watching it because she's gone now. But I mean, I'm going to watch this. Anyway, the spinoff is based on an idea that Gina brought up to Universal, and the Suits showrunner, Aaron Korsh, is supposed to be involved in this deal, but there's no final word on that yet. But he did say that Gina had the idea and went to the studio. She pitched the idea of what happens if we follow Jessica into the future a little bit. And
ready.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, there's a story in Shadow and Act, and it says that the spinoff apparently originated with Torres, who pitched it to the studio. She said it says that it's all still very much in the early stages of development, although enthusiasm for the project is said to be high, which suggests that its chances of being picked up fully as a series are strong. You better pick this up as a series. You better.
Like, I only care about her, an old girl that's about to marry Prince Harry.
Yeah, but they just, so, they fucked up her characterization when she hooked up with old boy. I mean, they just stopped, they kind of stopped writing her, and I was really upset about that. But, hey. But, I mean, she wants to bring Rachel with her, she can bring Rachel.
Yeah. So, to Gina Torres, we give a big squee! See what we're talking about? Moving on, Yona Harvey is the first Black woman writer for Storm. Ms. Harvey is a poet who authored the collection called Hemming the Water. She was a finalist for the Hurston Awards for the, let me get the name of it right, for the Hurston Wright Award. And she currently works as an assistant professor in the writing program at the University of Pittsburgh. But her first comic experience was writing for Black Panther comic spinoff World of Wakanda with Roxanne Gay. And Ta-Nehisi Coates. She said she got lost in the Marvel Universe and its characters, and now she'll write the character of Storm for a revival of the series called Black Panther and the Crew.
Ooh.
So, very exciting that, and also kind of disturbing that she's the first
I was
woman,
about to ask.
black woman, to ever write for Storm. Like, who
I
else
was
is in?
about to ask, has a black woman ever written Storm?
Obviously not,
Wow.
if she's the first. So it's
Wow.
been a lot of white men and black men, and
Well, Greg
who
Pak,
knows, maybe,
I think Greg Pak wrote for him, so he's Asian, though.
so a whole lot of men.
Yeah.
So hopefully she will give Storm her due,
Yes.
and this will be exciting to read. So to Yona Harvey, we give a big
Okay, and our next item, pretty sure you've all known it, but you know what? We can squeal about this for the rest of the year if we want to. There was so much black girl magic at the Oscars, and it starts with Viola Davis finally winning that award. She won for Best Supporting Actress for her role in Fences.
Yes, and
Yay!
she looked absolutely beautiful doing it. I don't know. I don't know. She was really glowing. She's just been glowing. I feel like she's, I don't know. Winning just looks good on her, 'cause she is glowing. She gave a beautiful speech. She was in
As
this
always.
beautiful red dress.
Always.
And she gave the biggest side eye to Rabie Affleck when it came time to do a picture with best supporting actor, best actress, and best actor. Why do they keep on putting her next to these terrible white men? Anyways,
She was not having it. She just was not having it.
she was like, her body language was saying every bit of "get the fuck away from me." Oh God, even the look on her face. I mean, I love her and Taraji, because even though they're actors and they get paid to pretend,
Yeah,
they cannot be fake. They cannot be fake.
They don't even try to be. It's just like,
No.
look, like, bruh, like, dude, you need to step away. You need to step at least three more steps away from me
Yeah.
because I'm about to start swinging. That's how she looked. And I'm like,
You're not gonna mess this night up for me. Get away from around me.
Yeah, like,
So
should have been Denzel standing there anyway, so anyway.
basically, but speaking of shouldas, Viola should have won Best Actress, but if she had been in that category and lost to Emma Stone, the race war would have started before we even got to Best Picture.
Basically. Oh,
And
Lord.
that was already gonna have. Anyway,
And okay, so some more black girl magic.
yes.
The cast of Hidden Figures, who looked absolutely glorious, came on the
Yes.
stage with Katherine Johnson, who of course is the woman that Taraji's character in the film is based on. And oh my gosh, they were beautiful. They were so beautiful.
It just, I just, I also, I didn't watch the show, but I saw a clip of her and I just could not stop crying. It was so beautiful to see somebody get their flowers while they're alive.
Yeah, 'cause I think she's like 98.
Yes. I mean, and she's in a wheelchair, so but she's still here. A few years ago she got the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Obama. So she's finally getting her due.
And you think
She's got a college or a building on the NASA campus named after her now, just in 2016. So, yeah.
Think about it. That's almost 50 years since the moon landing. Almost 50 years. And she was what? She was almost 50 then. And so, well, I'm so glad she survived, this long, because I mean, How horrible. I mean, because I know Dorothy, and what's the other? Was
Mary.
Dorothy and Mary, I think they both already passed. And so, wow. She gets to see this film get all these accolades, for portraying, her biggest achievement, probably her biggest achievement. And she gets to be on stage with the women, making sure her story is known. And it's,
And she gets a standing ovation.
yes. Yeah. I mean, wow.
That's when I started bawling.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was really black girl magic right there.
Just love to get to see her bask in that. Just so good to see her bask in that. Yeah, so glad they brought her on stage with them and, shouted her out and just said, "Look, she did this." So, yeah. Yeah, okay. And
All in, and in Black History Month, so
oh yeah.
represent.
Yeah. And speaking of representing in black girl magic, can we talk about Taraji P. Henson's dress? I think I just broke out into a sweat just thinking about that dress
I'm
and how she
saying,
looked
yeah,
in
that.
that dress. Good God.
I might have swerved into Kinsey Five territory with that. She was like, see,
And she.
and guess what? And guess what? You just imagine what she would have worn, if she had actually been nominated, like she should have been.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways.
But she wearing, and she always gives those come hither looks. Okay, she was serving some old-fashioned Hollywood glamour, and it was just like, God damn, Taraji, can you have some mercy?
No, she cannot. She cannot. They want to snub her all award season,
Well,
and
yeah, that's true.
she's gonna give y'all blessings you
She
don't
came and
deserve.
served. Ooh, she came and served. I could not. I could not stop staring. I could not stop staring.
Well, she was, yeah, I mean this dark blue indigo velvet just curve hugging dress, a whole bunch of
Yes.
décolletage showing. The hair was just gorgeous. The
Oh.
makeup, ah, she was just wonderful. Oh my goodness.
Flawless.
Ooh.
Ooh, the flawlessness.
Oh my God. Anyway,
I know. So, yeah. Thank you for
stop
that.
snubbing my girl.
Please. Okay. I mean, man. I can't stop thinking about it.
Lord have mercy. Janelle had a really interesting dress. Some people loved it, some people were confused, but
I actually liked
it
it.
was really
Thing is,
big.
yeah, I liked it, but thing is, one, it fits her. It's totally a Janelle Monáe style thing. But for some reason, I kind of liked it because it looked like the part that was kind of just around her waist, it looked like it could detach. And for some reason, I liked that, But I thought it was just, something that perfectly fit her style. And I thought it looked good on her.
And she had another dress that she wore after the award show that looked just as great too.
Yeah.
So,
The thing is, though, I think she's the only one who could have pulled it off. That's the. Yeah, so.
it was something.
Yeah.
So, to all the lovely, and yeah, we didn't even get to talk about Naomi Harris in her white number.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, there was just a lot of lovely black women at the show.
As
And
always, they always show up and show out.
so to all of them, we give a big now, hey, I get to celebrate 50 episodes of the Black Swan Collective, hosted by my buddy, my pal, Miss Indoloren. So 50 episodes. Did you think you'd get this far? So this has been what? Does this is this like 2 years or
Almost, yeah, it's 2 years next month.
Hey,
Yeah.
50 episodes. So, what have you learned from 50 episodes of the Black Swan Collective?
Well, what I've learned, black women in music really are in every genre, in every part of the world, and can do any damn thing in music, and it's all good.
Yay. Amen, amen. And that's what's great about your show is that you show just all of that, all of the dimensions and the dynamicness or dynamism of whatever of black women and their musical abilities. And so congratulations to you on
Thank you.
50 episodes of the Black Swan Collective, and
Thank you so
let's
much.
go for 50 more, 150. Let's let's keep it going.
All right.
We're gonna let's just speaking of the Black Swan Collective and
Yes.
music, let's just have a little in this music corner here and talk about new music coming out.
Okay, well, we love some Valerie June around here. She and I are actually from the same place. I don't know how that happened because she's this really pretty cool, in person, and I love her hair. Anyway, she just released her follow-up album, The Order of Time. It just came out, Friday, which was yesterday when we were recording this. And it's the follow-up from her album, Pushing Against the Stone, which came out in 2013. And it doesn't sound exactly the same as Pushing Against the Stone, but you can tell where she's kind of taken that and kind of gone to the next level. She began, starting off, in Memphis performing, but it's kind of like you can tell that she's relocated, but she still has strong roots in her southern heritage and her southern background with the way she does her music. It's a beautiful album. I mean, if you remember a few shows ago on the Black Swan Collective, I did start off with the first song that she released from it, Astral Plane, and she's been performing a song, what's it called? Shadow
Shakedown.
Shakedown. Yeah, she's been performing Shakedown all over the place, and that's a really fun song. But that's just the tip of the iceberg of this album. So I really love it. If you want to listen to her, she has a performance on NPR, the World Cafe, that you can go check it out and listen to. I highly encourage that. So, congrats on her second album.
What? Who else has new music out?
Okay, this is also a fun one. NPR they do a Tiny Desk concert series. If you have never watched it, you must check out that series. It is so good. And so for 3 years now, they've had a contest for the Tiny Desk concert that like new artists can submit. And this year's winners were a group called Tank and the Bangas. They are from New Orleans, and you heard a track that they used to win the contest at the top of the show. It's, as you can hear, it's just really fun. It's really eclectic. It's just got this really, really cool, the way she goes about rapping and singing and all. And it's just really, really awesome. And so they also have their Tiny Desk concert on NPR now, just I think a couple of days ago. Everybody is in love with it. You must watch it. It is such a great performance. And at the end, Tank, her real name is Tariana Ball. It's her, and the other girl who performs with her, I think her name is Jelly Joseph. And so it's really, cool. They're having a really good time, but I guess the whole thing that she's finally made it. She got to go to DC to do this, and she starts to cry a bit at the end. And so, just be prepared, if you get weepy like I do. So, but definitely worth listening to that performance. And please check it out. Support these new artists, and I wish them all the success in the world.
Yay!
Yeah.
So to Valerie June and Tank and the Bankas, we give a
Ski!
squeeze! another music note to squee about Alice Coltrane's Spiritual Jazz Recordings will be re-released on vinyl or released on vinyl for the first time. So these are part of her
Yes, well, she was in a, yeah, like a
what?
spiritual retreat in the 80s or, yeah, it's like she did these recordings for the people within her community. It was private and all, but it was never distributed. So yeah, this is like the public's first time hearing it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this was a collection of her tape and CD-only ashram recordings made between 1982 and 1995.
Yes.
This may sound something like the like some of the albums we know, like Ptah El the Daoud, or Journey in Sachin Sachidananda,
Yeah.
Dinanda. But this is this newly released music will probably be much more spiritual.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it because
Yeah.
her music is so healing.
Yes.
So please get into it. She's every bit the genius that her late husband was.
Exactly.
And yeah, so if you're a vinyl lover, please get into it. Hopefully it'll make its way to streaming sites so I can clap my ears on it. And just to Alice Coltrane and her brilliance and her spirit, we give a big squeeze.
All right. And so, on to our main topic today. Not a particularly happy or a fun topic, but it's definitely necessary and definitely something we need to be talking about and giving more attention to and speaking more vocally about. If you may know, since the beginning of the year, there have just been a string of murders of black trans women. They've actually been all over the world too, but I think here in the United States alone, there have been about between 7 and 11 since the beginning of the year. And one of the really horrifying things is that like three of them occurred within a few days of each other, all within New Orleans. And so it's just been really horrifying, and I can't imagine how terrifying it must be right now to be a black trans woman and seeing this happen and just feeling that, no one gives a damn. Because the thing that makes the murder of trans women so horrifying is that they aren't being like killed by cops the same way that a lot of people are, but it's still this extramarital murders because they often go unpunished. People don't get in trouble for killing trans women. And so that's what makes it really, really terrifying. And the thing
It's
is,
so
yes,
brutal
yes,
and so violent. I mean,
it's
these
just.
women are getting stabbed. One woman got run over by a truck repeatedly. Like, what the fuck?
It's just I didn't even watch it. I can't watch it. But it's on somebody actually recorded on a cell phone this trans woman in Brazil being murdered. Like, and she apparently she's being tortured first too, 'cause she's begging for her life. And they actually this is how you know people just really have no fear of them, killing trans women. They recorded this and it's gone viral.
Oh,
And
God.
it's like I said, it's just how do you do? I don't understand how you do this to people, but it happens. And so this is why we need to, be talking about, what's happening to these black trans women and what we can do, step one, if we can, to prevent such things. And unfortunately, if they do happen, what steps we need to take after that too.
And also, we need to be respectful
Yes.
of them. We need to say their names,
Yes.
and we don't need to co-opt their hashtag for other purposes.
Yes.
Looking at you, white women.
Yes.
But as cisgendered black women, we need to push back when people misgender
Yes.
victims after their death. We need to push back when people want to mock folks that date transgender women. Stop antagonizing black trans women.
Yes.
And we need to support laws that allow them to exist in public
Yes,
spaces.
exactly. And there's also something else I read. I think it might be here later, and something we talk about. Don't ridicule or mock anybody who's attracted to trans women, because there's nothing wrong with that, you know? It's like the same thing that, you know, when you talk about, oh, these gay men, they're the reason why I ain't got no man. No, you don't have a man because you unpleasant. It's like trans women do not take anything away from you. They do not take anything away from you. Not men, not resources, not anything. Okay. Looking at an article from BlackLivesMatter.com, the loud silence when trans women of color are killed. They mention some of the women who have been murdered and what's happened to them. For instance, there's Erica Morgan, who was a student and an activist at Rutgers, and she was stabbed to death in September of 2013. There's Tamara Dominguez, who was run over, this is what you're talking about, run over repeatedly by a truck in Kansas City, Missouri. And okay, yeah, said at least 17 trans women have been murdered this year, and like I said, this is only March.
And like you said, 7 to 11 of them have been black trans women.
Yes, yeah, and some of them, some of their names we know: Alicia Walker, Shade Schuler, Amber Monroe, Candace Caprice, and I think also today there was an update on what was her name? It's I know her name. Her last name is Dodds, I believe. What was her name? I just saw it today on the timeline. Yeah, Daniqua Dodds. They just charged three men with a hate crime for shooting her. So, hope that they actually get prosecuted because usually they don't get prosecuted. Like Black Lives Matter says here, that the violence often continues after the death, as their family and the media misgender, you know, victims, and which is really heartbreaking. I mean, you can't even accept who they were, you know, in life, and you won't even accept who they were after they've been killed. It's just okay. Elle Hearns, who's a field coordinator for the LGBTQ advocacy organization Get Equal, she says that black trans women should never have to live in fear that today would be their last day. It is a national emergency that we must pay attention to by taking action to support and sustain the lives of trans women who are under attack. And they, what, you're gonna.
I just this administration is doing everything
Whew.
it can to undermine the safety of the most vulnerable groups in the country. I don't know why they feel the need to take away protections from trans people and from poor people, and they're
Yeah.
just a They're just evil, but
And it's always on some made up shit. Like there was never a panic about trans women being in public bathrooms because, you know, there has never been a documented case or any type of evidence that a trans woman has done anything in a public bathroom to ever hurt anybody. Never. Not one.
this is just some mold. This is transphobia. Is some remember how they used to use gay panic as a defense for committing hate crimes on gay people? This is some more of that type of. This is just
Like some bullshit.
straight men having paranoia, and when nobody wants your ass.
Thank you.
Nobody wants to have nothing to do with you. These people are just trying to live and exist.
Exactly.
And y'all just going out of your way to take that away from people
I mean,
that don't want nothing to do with you.
doing
Just
the most for something that doesn't even affect you.
evil.
It is. It really is. Okay.
But we as black people, as black cisgender people, even as black queer people, need to be held accountable. Monica Roberts, who runs the Transgreo blog, is quoted as saying, "Once again, I ask the question of my African American cis brothers and sisters. When will hashtag Black Trans Lives Matter? When will your trans brothers and sisters see ministers and politicians decry the loss of these lives as loudly as you do for cisgender black people?" End quote. Good
Yes.
question.
Yeah. Yeah, the
'Cause you wanna use these their bodies to pad your stats, but when it comes to saying their names and looking at this epidemic of black trans murders, it's just crickets.
And that's the thing. I mean, I think a lot of it, because I think a lot of us who have marginalizations, I think we try to hold on really tightly to the privileges we do have, and even at the point, even sometimes we may not see it, you know, we may not even be aware of it, but you know, we need to get that awareness. Oh, well, like this, the article says, cisgender people must be self-reflective enough to admit that our privileged vantage point often frustrates our ability to empathize with trans women of color. And so, like I said, trans women of color need us all to listen to their stories when they are alive so that we are not grief-stricken when they are slain. So, look, steps to take. It can be just as simple as listening to trans women and not speaking over them. No, listen when they tell you that, you know, something has hurt them or that this is violence toward them, because words toward them can be violence too. So these are the steps we need to take, you know.
I'm still stuck on this. It frustrates our ability to empathize. How, if you can't, wow.
Yeah.
If you can't empathize with people this vulnerable and
Yeah.
unprotected, then wow.
And it's like not that they're asking for any, you know, special treatment, just basic as human dignity, you know?
Just like everybody on other intersections of marginalization want. We want
Yeah.
to be treated as human beings. We want the right to exist and live and
Yeah,
thrive.
exactly.
we want that chance to just be. To just be.
Exactly.
And if you can't empathize with that, then just, I don't know, just secede from the human race. Just, you don't go here.
Exactly.
Okay. So, there's a great Tumblr post by a user called Smartass Jen who says, "Want to stop trans murders?" And they make it real simple. Stop shaming men who like us. Stop calling them gay when they're not. Stop watching dudes play us on screen. That sounds pretty simple.
Yeah.
I don't know why people can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut it down. Shut down every person or conversation that claims trans women are really men.
Yes.
Every media depiction with men playing us. Jeffrey Tambor.
Jared Harris. not Jared Harris. Jared Leto.
Matt. What's his name? From Magic Mike. Matt.
Bomer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Another article from Black Youth Project builds a case for the hashtag trans crowdfund as a means of redistributing wealth to trans people in need. The hashtag trans crowdfund was created in July 2016. There are derivatives, hashtag disability crowdfund and hashtag fem crowdfund. But trans crowd, but all of these hashtags were created for the express purpose of redistributing wealth to those in need. The article continues to say, it provides the most vulnerable with the opportunity to solicit funds when there is no alternative available, and provides those with the means to give to assist in our daily struggle to survive. In some cases, these funds are needed to restructure our lives completely. Mm. Because many trans people live in household or family situations that are very unsafe.
Yeah.
With family who don't understand them and misgender them and
yeah,
who commit any all other kinds of violence to them. The article continues to say, in the digital age with the advent of social media, crowdfunding has become a vital, if not fully realized, method of wealth redistribution. When lives are on the line and immediate action is required, we cannot rely on policy changes to take effect for the trickle-down economics of donating to major organizations to help those in crisis. Because, really, how many of those dollars are getting to trans women of color?
Ooh, Lord. Oh, these
and people. How many of them those dollars are getting to them when they need it?
Exactly. I mean, these big national organizations, I mean, look at stuff like, you know, Susan G. Komen. Like, how many millions do they bring in, you know, every year? And their CEO is like, makes, you know, six figures, you know, close to $1 million a year off that organization. And this is like,
not to mention what's been siphoned off the top.
Exactly. Yeah. So you, this is exactly why crowdfunding, I mean, I wish it didn't have to be about crowdfunding, because, I mean, taking the steps to even get to that point and say, I need help, it's kind of soul crushing. It can be, but, you know, it's necessary, because, like, if you try to go through other channels, bureaucracy and stuff like that, you may not get the help you need in time, you know?
So, please support the hashtag trans crowdfund if you can. Let people know that it's available for those who need it. Let's do a better job of supporting trans people of color and preventing murders. We need everybody alive.
Yes.
I don't want to hear about more murders when they can be avoided. And they can be prevented.
Look, cis people, all of us, you just have to learn. It's like they say, you see something, say something. And not in the I don't mean in the snitching way, you know. I mean, like, you see somebody, you know, fucking with a trans woman, a gang got no business fucking with a trans woman. Try to interfere if you can. I know not everybody can, like, but do something. Don't just let it happen. Do whatever it is within your means that you can do it. And sometimes a lot of things, all you need to do is to correct a pronoun in a lot of the times.
Or it may be calling somebody out when they act out on the internet.
Exactly.
Or in person, you got to do more than just wear a safety pin.
Exactly. Exactly.
You don't get cookies for wearing a safety pin. You got to actually do something. All right.
All right.
Let's drag somebody.
Yeah.
That'll make me feel better.
Okay. And right on topic. Catch the fade. And I cannot believe who gets to catch the fade this week.
It didn't have to be this way, Chimamanda.
Chimamanda Adichie. Girl, what the fuck were you thinking? Like, what is your problem, girl?
Thinking like a turf, though. That's what she's thinking.
Yes.
And that's why you gotta get canceled.
Yeah. I mean, girl. Let's
tell everybody what she said, what she did.
Okay, well, I don't know why she was even asked a question about trans women, because, I mean, what's the point of asking her? And she gives an answer pretty much saying, you know, trans women are trans women. Gender is not biology. Gender is sociology. And the way she put it is she's saying that you can't equate the experience of trans women with that of women. She said with women.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, that right there, you just said that trans women aren't women. That may not be what you intended, but that is exactly what you said. That is exactly what you said. You just said that trans women aren't women. Because that's what that translates to. And so she was saying that the whole problem of gender in our world is about our experiences. And she's saying this in a way that she's saying that trans people, quote unquote, switch genders.
This is the kind of language that is dangerous, that makes the world dangerous for trans women.
Yeah.
For trans people. Oh, when you other them even more than they are. Oh, Oh, and she's not, what does she think? She's not thinking.
She's talking about,
Okay.
she's saying that trans women, she's saying that they once experienced male privilege, before, they changed genders. And she's
Oh,
saying that this
God.
qualifies them from, being women without an average chance. Like, Chimamanda, listen to me. All women experience gender in different ways. That includes trans women. Okay? Trans women do not experience gender in the same way as cisgender women. Cisgender women of different abilities, of different races, of different socioeconomic statuses. None of us
Different
experience
sexualities.
sexualities, yes. None of us experience gender the same way. And that goes the same for trans women.
Why
Okay.
would you spew this bullshit about some of the most vulnerable women among us? This is not feminist.
And
And for
then,
you, to also have previously fixed your mouth to criticize other people's feminism
ooh,
when
girl.
yours is very deeply flawed. Girl, you gotta get canceled. Come up here and get this C, this pink slip. You're done because you said she also doubled down on it. She hasn't apologized.
No.
She, which means she hasn't rethought this stuff. She's standing firm in her
Yeah.
transphobia.
Shoot, I had the tech. I had the link right here, but I lost it because I'm an idiot. But yeah, she did, double down on it earlier. Well, I saw it earlier this morning, and please just give me a second. Let me find it because you can see what she said. It was very problematic. It was, it just, okay, here it is. This is what she says. Of course, trans women are part of feminism. I do not believe that the experience of a trans woman is the same as that of a person born female. She said born female. I do not believe that, say, a person who has lived in the world as a man for 30 years experiences gender in the same way as a person female since birth. Gender matters because of socialization, and our socialization shapes how we occupy our space in the world. To say that this is not to exclude trans women from feminism, or to suggest that trans issues are not feminist issues, or to diminish the violence they experience, a violence that is pure misogyny, but simply to say that acknowledging differences and being supportive are not mutually exclusive, and that there is space in feminism for different experiences. Okay.
She's coming in and out with the bullshit. She's Like some of it was sounding,
No,
but then
she's doing that thing where you use terms, you use the terms, but you're using them in the way that totally twist what they're supposed to mean. Yes, of course we are socialized, differently according to gender and all that. But trans people are kind of forced, they're forced to perform a gender that isn't their gender identity.
Also, you can't say born female and then
Thank
say
you.
gender is socialized.
Thank you. Thank you. She's saying it's people who were born female. I'm like, do
You're
you
trying to
really
have it
mean
both
that?
ways. No, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth and you're just
Yeah.
wrong.
Just, oh my God. I hope she sees that she's just dead ass wrong on this. I really do, but I mean, God damn, that was just,
But this isn't, it's not just ugly.
it's
It's
dangerous.
dangerous.
It's dangerous and it's harmful.
It's like what the smart ass Jen was saying in her Tumblr post. Shut this is this kind of stuff that's got to get shut down.
And also, when you say stuff like that, you're not trusting trans people to tell you about their own experiences and what they've experienced.
You're not listening to them.
No. It's just this is, and it's like it's also I'm like, see, she's gotten to a certain status and she has a certain reverence that I kind of believe she just kind of feels like she can't be wrong. And that's the really harmful thing when you've gotten to the point where you think you don't have anything left to learn. Because that's what it feels like.
Well, girl, until you sit back, reflect, and figure out where the hell or you left your head, you gotta take this L
Yeah.
and stay over there in cancellation bay, 'cause you're
Yeah.
I can't fuck with you no more. Nope.
I'm disappointed, but damn. You know what? Fuck it. There are lots more. There are plenty of other black feminists who actually, understand true intersectional feminism. And I don't have to listen to them spew hatred in the guise of social justice or in the guise of feminism, whatever.
Women are dying because of ideas like this.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. This is, and the fact that so many women look up to her
Yes.
and will just take her words without a grain of salt. This is that it makes it really dangerous. I just,
And
ooh.
Chimamanda, you may be the darling of mainstream feminism right now, but they will throw your ass under the bus as soon as you say something out of pocket or whatever they're spewing this week too. Just remember that. Just
And
remember
maybe
that.
that's what's that maybe that's what it's gonna have to take for her to sit down and think of, about why the fuck she's wrong. Because if she's not listening to trans women of color, then I guess the only people she's gonna listen to are, oh God, whatever, girl, whatever. I'm not gonna worry about it. If you're not worried, I'm not gonna worry about it. Because you're done. So, Chimamanda, step right up and catch the fade.
All right, so now we got that out of the way. This week in that Prince. Yeah. All right, so you wanna start us off on this, because you had a couple of really good.
I'm gonna start off with a young man named Chancellor Bennett. You might know him better as Grammy-winning rapper Chance the Rapper.
I didn't know that was his
He
name.
I didn't know it was his name until I saw it signed on this big ass check for $1 million to Chicago Public Schools.
Chance, like, you're gonna put my entire government on that check, and y'all gonna
He's
know.
not gonna sign. He's not gonna sign it, Chance the Rapper. What? That's not gonna
No.
cash.
Well, neither is the big giant check. It's just for show.
Anyways, I just thought it was cute. So Chancellor Bennett, aka Chance the Rapper, recently donated $1 million to Chicago Public Schools, and in the memo he wrote for the kids, because he's a sweetheart.
He looks like Super Mario.
He's so cute. I can't take it.
I know.
He also likes to rent out to buy out movie theaters when important black movies come out. He recently rented out he recently bought out a movie theater in Chicago so that everybody could see Get Out for free.
Yes.
He did it for another movie. Was it Selma?
It
I
was
think
something like
it might
that.
have been.
Yeah, it
It
was
was.
something like that.
Did it for Selma too.
Yeah.
He might have done it for another one. He does that a lot. He's all about Chi-Town and
Yeah.
supporting people there. He's not really trying to hear about nobody, Chirac.
Yeah.
All of the wrong-headed comments from Tupé Fiasco, he will quickly point out they are a lie.
Yeah.
And that that he don't know what he's talking about. So Chancellor reps Chi-Town to the fullest. He also is like the poster boy for the hashtag Black Boy Joy.
Yes.
And he's just happy with his girl and his daughter, and they're a cute little family.
Yeah.
And so shout out to him.
Yeah.
He I just thinking about him makes me happy.
Yeah, and also he stood by his brother's side when his brother came out. It was by, and I mean, yeah, so I think he did.
Is that Taylor Bennett
Yeah,
or
that's Taylor Bennett.
because
That's
his
Taylor.
yeah
'Cause his brother is also a
his
rapper
brother's a
too.
rapper.
Yeah. So yeah, that one
And
was
his brother's not named Probability. It's Taylor. No,
should be chance and probability of the rappers.
it
It'd be so cute. It would fall right in line with this kind of image them, because they look like a couple of geek dudes.
I'm just, his name is Chancellor. God bless his mama.
Yeah.
So here's to you. Shout out to you, Chancellor Bennett. We don't want no problems. Just want to shout you out and support. So the next one is my favorite cast. The cast of Moonlight, in particular the men and a couple of the boys from Moonlight pose for Calvin Klein, a recent Oscar winner, Mahershala
Oof, Lord.
Ali. Also Trevante Rhodes. Good God, have mercy in heaven. Young genius Ashton Sanders. And the cutest baby boy ever, Alex R. Hibbert.
Oh, he's so adorable. I want him to meet
Yeah,
my
so
nephew.
and
He's my
he's grown
honorary
his
nephew.
hair out since
Yeah, he sure has.
he's grown his hair out since the movie, and he's the other guys are in t-shirts and underwear, and he's just rocking a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm really not trying to see a baby
No,
boy
me neither.
in the drawers,
No,
so he's
no,
just rocking a
that was done tastefully, I think.
yeah
Just leaving him,
yeah
he's got this, got his shirt rolled up over his, over his shoulder.
yeah
Like, oh.
on his arm.
Yeah.
This is where I'm gonna have the biceps eventually. When I grow up, I'm gonna
When I
be
grow up, I'm gonna
slow,
turn
just
into
like Javante.
Trevante.
Yeah. So he's just as cute as he wants to be, and I think Ashton's in some long boxers or something, and then Javante's old
Ooh, disrespectful ass.
flagrant ass in some briefs.
Just.
Them briefs is too tight. Them briefs,
Well.
I think them briefs is a size too tight or something,
Well, I'm not
because
gonna tell
they're
him.
all really?
I'm
Ain't
not
nobody
gonna
gonna
tell
tell him. But he know what he doing. He know what he doing. Wearing two tight briefs
And just laid,
with that print
just
and them
laid back,
thighs.
grinning. Like, yeah, no. Like, you
He know he
disrespect.
fucking up people's entire lives with this photo shoot. He know what
Ooh,
he ain't
just
shit.
rude. Oh, just rude.
Rude as fuck. And then just Mahershala is just effortlessly sexy. I
Oh.
can't stand him.
Oh my God, I'm like, I don't know if you're putting the shirt on or taking it off. I don't care.
Oh, just
Just that look on his
I
face,
do
I'm
take it
just like,
off, but
can I touch your face? It's just, oh my God. Oh my God.
just
He just.
Anyways,
Oh.
shout out to your wife and your new baby girl. I got to remind myself of that to say before I say something really outlandish. But yeah, shout out to your family and but Trevante, what's his Twitter? I feel like I
I don't know. It's like underscore road something. I don't know.
something.
Yeah.
I need to get up in them DMs. I have some words for him. Oh shit. Okay. Girl, what's next?
Okay, well, y'all, I have the most thirst enabling friends and mutuals and stuff ever because I reposted a picture of this dude on Facebook. I'm like, don't know who his name is, don't know who this is, but this is a beautiful person. His name is DJ Jewel. He's got some stuff on YouTube, and I'm like, okay, thank you. And the guy's name is Jeffrey Jewel. He's a Congolese French DJ and model with albinism, and he's part of this We're Open campaign. He's trying to bring awareness to people with albinism, especially within the African continent, because when he went there, and visited, I think he did go visit the Congo, and he was saying how a lot of people with albinism wouldn't come outside because they were afraid of violence against them, and he talks about some of the offensive questions he gets and things like that and all. But he is, like I said, he is also a DJ. You can find a couple of his things on YouTube that he's done, and he's just, I just think he has a beautiful face. I just think he does. He just has.
His hair is so fluffy. Sorry.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he just has these beautiful black man features that I love. It's just, I just, yeah, because I've been looking at his Instagram, and like you said, he has his fro is just really fluffy, but then he'll also braid it, and he, I don't know, it's just something. I think it's just looking his eyes that I love. But yeah, this is a really beautiful person right here. Like, don't get me started talking about his lips.
Oh boy,
Because,
here we go.
look, those lips are just like what they do.
And this you
What they do.
at in this corner, at in this corner.
I just
I
want to
N
know.
D A S C O R N E R. Get in them DMs, Jeffrey, and tell her what they do.
Okay.
And he don't even have a beard, so you know it's
He no, he
real.
does. He does. He does. Well,
Okay.
in a couple of
Look
pictures, he
at
doesn't have a beard.
the bisexual, like, who's standing up for the beard?
In a couple of the pictures, he doesn't have a beard, but he does. He does in some other ones. yes, I want to stroke his beard too. So shut up. Well, he shouldn't be so damn pretty.
Oh God. Like, oh no, he has a beard. He has a beard.
There's a beard there.
It exists. Don't slander the beard. Okay.
It's a nice beard. It's a nice beard too.
So yes, thank you. Thank you for all of this lovely print and just joy that you bring to our lives
Yes.
with your pulchritude. Woman's vocab?
right. Our woman's vocab term today is cissexism. Cissexism is the belief that being transgender is inherently inferior or less legitimate than being cisgender. It is rooted in cisnormativity that assumes gender is biologically connected to genitalia. It often comes across as a more subtle form of transphobia and further reinforces the gender binary, which discredits the experiences of non-binary and agender people. Cissexism.
Somebody slapped Chimamanda across the head with this vocab definition.
Okay.
Might have to do it a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it. All right, simple black girl commandment this time. Black trans women's lives matter.
Black trans women's lives matter. Say that to yourself a few times a day.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So that looks like that's our show for today. Well, I had a good time. I'm glad we got to talk about all of these things. And so if you want to give us some feedback, tell us what you thought about it, you can contact us at Black Girl Squee on Twitter. You can contact me individually at Enda's Corner. You can contact Dee Dee individually at Dust Daughter. And once again, our Tumblr is blackgirlsquee.tumblr.com. Our email is blackgirlsquee@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes, our podcast, or your other podcast catcher, wherever you get your podcast from. And you can also find us on Simplecast at blackgirlsquee.simplecast.fm. So, until next time, bye.
Bye.